This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There has been, as has been reported here and elsewhere, increasing pressure for Western governments to do more about the migrant crisis in Europe right now. Today, the White House said that President Obama has told his advisors he wants to let 10,000 Syrian refugees into the United States next year. It came framed as a budget story. The 2016 federal fiscal year starts October the 1st, and the 10,000 people number is significant because it's quite a big bump. We've only resettled about 1,800 or so Syrians here since 2011. Marketplace's Annie Baxter explains what has to happen to increase that figure.
The U.S. offers a couple different protection programs to migrants seeking asylum. The most common one is through the Refugee Resettlement Program, which caters to people outside the U.S.
First, they have to be identified by either the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees or a U.S. embassy or a designated organization. And then they're referred to a U.S. refugee admissions program.
Dree Colopy is with the American Immigration Lawyers Association. She says migrants also have to prove they meet the definition of a refugee, namely that they've suffered past persecution or face future persecution.
That persecution has to be based on one of the grounds that is protected under our laws, and that is political opinion, nationality, race, religion, or social group.
The cap on the program is about 70,000 refugees a year. And those who make it over have to agree to eventually pay back the government for their travel costs. Migrants could also try to get to the U.S. on their own and apply for asylum. But Ashley Caper with Human Rights First says it's a small share of migrants who manage to do so. And coming in through the resettlement program with your refugee status in hand has advantages. When you arrive, you get help from resettlement organizations.
Because you're therefore eligible for refugee resettlement services, which are temporary housing assistance, financial assistance, job assistance.
Those refugees can eventually apply for a green card, Caper says, within about a year. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.